Are we going to fry or not? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The global warming debate is intensifying again. I'm not sure why this always seems to happen when your car looks like an ice sculpture and there's snow in Malibu, but I guess it's because of the rumor that the president may actually mention global warming in his State of the Union address. The first rumor was that he would even do something about it, until spokesman Tony Snow said, "Don't be ridiculous." But the pressure is on. A group of evangelicals joined with climate scientists to say that if the Earth ends up like a raisin, God would be peeved. And Heidi Cullen of the Weather Channel proposed on her blog that TV weather persons who deny global warming lose their certification. Because if you're a global warming denier, how can we trust you with animated snowflakes? But what is this really about? Well, this is about whether mankind is going to try to prevent something which, worst case, is not going to happen for maybe 100 years. And we know full well we're not going to do anything about it because that's how we humans are. People still get hit by trains. Why? Because they walk along the train tracks figuring, what are the chances I'll get hit by a train, even though they're standing on train tracks? That's who we are. That's why trains need whistles. So we're basically doomed. The only question is, who will future generations blame for whatever finally happens? I say we collect the names of all the debaters and engrave them on stone obelisks, which we place along the waterfronts of large cities. The names of the global warming deniers at eye level near the bottom, the names of the global warming alarmists near the top. And then let nature decide. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.